Correct.
Jenny Murray was not the only BBC presenter being tested in the studio last week. Over on the BBC World Service's morning programme, The Newsroom, presenter Alex Ritson began to suffer symptoms of a type 1 diabetes attack, or hypo, live on air. Listener Andy Boddington got in touch.
I heard on the 5 o'clock news on the World Service a presenter who just couldn't continue to speak. And I wondered what happened. And then he came on later and said, I'm a diabetic. I had an attack. And I thought it was brilliant. You know, the fact the guy just was honest and was open about it.
So what actually happened? I talked to presenter Alex Ritson.
I knew that my sugar was running low. I tested using the old method of finger pricking, which tells you where your sugar level is at that moment. What it doesn't tell you is the trend line. Had I had my more modern system, it would have shown an arrow pointing directly south. So before I went into the studio, I'd taken what I thought was enough sugar. I realised 30 seconds into the programme that I hadn't taken enough sugar.
Well, let's listen to what happened.
At 5 hours GMT, welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Alex Ritson. The new Pope has found... In the United States, the Donald Trump has found a new... You're listening to the BBC World Service. This is the BBC World Service on the BBC World Service. And we are listening... And I'm sorry, we will now... Neil will be here shortly with the headlines.
My eyes started operating independently of each other. I had two pages of script, each swirling around. They wouldn't even stay still. And it's as if your batteries have been taken out. I was listening to that tape and it sounds like I'm a broken record. And to some degree, that's what it feels like, because your conscious mind is no longer in control of what you're doing. Your subconscious has taken over. It's switching off all the systems that it doesn't regard as being vital to life, such as the power of speech, and you're left increasingly helpless, and nothing is going to change until you take some sugar. It is really scary, actually. I mean, by the standards of some I've had overnight, that was actually quite a mild hypo.
Well, you had enough self-awareness to realise things were going wrong and to get yourself off air. How was it possible to get Neil Nunes on air so quickly?
Well, Neil Nunes was sitting next to me and actually, as with all my colleagues, was the ultimate professional through this. Neil took over, read the news absolutely beautifully for the next 5 minutes. I was outside. Meanwhile, as soon as I opened the studio door, I had colleagues standing there, they know my condition, with packets of sugar. I took, the little packets of sugar we have in the tea bars around the BBC. I had 12 of those over the next 5 minutes. 12.
How quickly did that? Did you feel better?
Well, I was back on the air at 6 minutes past. I was a little hesitant, a little slurry. By about 12 minutes past, I was fully back up to speed. So from absolute disaster to being pretty much back to normal was about 12 minutes.
Well, you did finally get on air, and of course, you apologised. Here's the clip.
Laura Bicker in Washington. I should apologise at this stage for the slightly confused start to this programme. I have type 1 diabetes and I had a low sugar attack, a hypo, just as we came on the air, which caused me a little confusion in my opening sequence, so many apologies for that. The main headline this hour, the new president of Zimbabwe has appointed senior members of the military to his cabinet. It's coming up to 0520 GMT.
You immediately told the audience what had happened. Did you ever think of trying to evade that, if you like, invent a reason, or even not refer to it as if it was some sort of technical mishap?
I think I had to come clean, because it was so obvious that something had gone hideously wrong. I felt it was important to tell people what had happened, but also to apologise, because an enormous amount of work goes into these programmes. I did feel that I'd let the team down. A lot of people spend a lot of time making these programmes. You're the last link in the chain, and if it goes wrong with you, then there's a responsibility there. And also, people are listening. They're giving up their time to hear our programme, and I felt a responsibility then. I felt sorry for it.
Our thanks to Alex Ritson, who is not letting his diabetes prevent him from planning his next marathon run. Do let us know your thoughts about anything to do with any BBC radio programmes on whatever station. You can send an email to feedback@bbc.co.uk or write a letter. The address is feedback, PO Box 67234, London SE1P4AX. You